As God created man in his own image, so does man reflect the universal forces of his creator, God the macrocosm, man the microcosm. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. This biblical passage stems from the mystical Kabbalah, which is the esoteric interpretation of the scriptures. The word is the vibration of sound, and the light is the vibration of color. Just as we can tune our radio to specifically chosen stations, so can we attune our consciousness to the higher and more spiritual universal vibrations. Our inner psychic centers are brought into harmony with the universal broadcasts of God through proper vibratory methods. Thus does our consciousness expand into ever wider vistas until finally we can say, "My Father and I are one." Our Eastern brethren seek illumination through the power of mantras. The Kabbalistic healing chants correlate light in the form of color and sound through mystical chanting in order to develop a more powerful attunement to the cosmic forces of the universe. Let us evoke the healing powers, for there are those who weep, whose lives are burdened with sorrow. There are those whose hearts are heavy, whose bodies are filled with pain. We will now hold these near and dear ones in our thoughts. Permeate them in the healing love of God. Wash them in the wholeness of the divine perfection.